Hi, my name is Vanessa. So yesterday, Jon Stewart talked in public about Congress basically not passing a piece of legislation that was supposed to be bipartisan regarding military veteran health care for those specifically affected by toxic, poisonous burn pits overseas, largely concentrated in countries like Iraq, Afghanistan. Now, if you're not familiar with my commentary on these topics, then check out my YouTube channel, Hello Vanessa Media, Rumble, as well as TikTok, Hello Vanessa Media, because I've covered this actually in depth, specifically on the YouTube channel though, and I believe Rumble. What I've covered is the history of the burn pit legislation and the burn pits and how it all came to be. I've covered quite a lot of that. In fact, I covered someone who I will never forget, who's a service member in the National Guard, who was poisoned by a burn pit, ended up with a rare case of cancer, ended up passing away, and several of their fellow service members that they worked with in the exact same location did as well at very young ages, very rare cancers. And it was connected back based upon their doctors and whatnot, who they worked with and specialists, to these toxic burn pits. Now, there's several things you need to know. Number one, I think Jon Stewart is great. He's an absolute military advocate, military veteran advocate. He was doing that back on his show before he moved on to his latest projects on Apple TV. But there's a lot of this that's being left out that a lot of people don't know about and just can't seem to see because they just don't know. They don't have the experience. So I worked for Veterans Health Administration, and I also was slash am a patient of the organization. And what I know is that Veterans Health Administration is a very broken, dysfunctional organization, and not the only arm of the government that is that way. I've commented on the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. I'm sure I'll have a lot more thoughts in the future about federal government agencies and how dysfunctional and broken they are. But the Veterans Health Administration, in particular, VHA, it's one of the three or four arms of the U.S. Department of Modern Day Veterans Affairs now. I've covered this extensively. I've covered why it's broken extensively. Check that out in my other videos. Check that out on my YouTube channel. Check it out on TikTok and Rumble. I mean, I've really covered it, okay? But the civil service system needs to be eliminated. That's the bottom line. It's in the federal government and enables some of the worst behavior you could possibly imagine. I have been treated like garbage, worse than garbage, by the people of the Veterans Health Administration that work there, their management, their subordinates, when I work there, and also as a patient, as recently as this year. Okay, you're allowed to get away with incomprehensible behavior inside the civil service system. There is no accountability and there's no oversight, and this is largely gone unchecked by Congress. Congress knows that these problems exist because people like me contact their office and let them know in great detail, in writing and verbally, probably on a daily basis, I'm willing to bet. In fact, I've been told that by some of the offices as recent as this year. They have chosen to willfully neglect these issues. And so even if this bill, this legislation is passed, even if it was passed yesterday, you're still gonna have military veterans dying, waiting, or trying to get health care at Veterans Health Administration. That's the part of the story that people don't seem to understand. That story that was released 10 years ago about the Veterans Health Administration being bad and about data manipulation and about terrible employees, that is still happening. This is still an ongoing story. It's just not covered like it was all those years ago. And there are people, unfortunately, they're very wealthy and pay lobbyists and stuff that want to basically get rid of healthcare for even veterans. And they have all kinds of eclectic ideas of how to do that and to kind of manipulate the problems that do exist for their benefit to get out of basically providing healthcare to anyone. We live in a country where people die when they can't afford healthcare because of the illnesses that they have. We live in a country where the food supply is not contributing to healthful outcomes for many of these people, okay? And we live in a country where people are set up basically to end up having adverse health due to environmental factors, due to issues in our food chain, due to lack of nutritional education that is really legitimate and not just based upon what lobbyists are pushing out. And we live in a country where people will die if they cannot afford high quality healthcare. And most people can't in this country. Only the wealthiest among us get the best healthcare that America has to offer. And everyone else suffers until they die. I mean, that's just the reality of it. It shouldn't be that way, but that is the way it is. And, you know, Jon Stewart made a great point when he was saying, you know, these politicians in Congress, they're not going to lose their benefits. They're not going to lose their health care. They're sitting in the air conditioning. They live for 200 years. And he was being sarcastic and he said, like, the 200 years thing. But there's truth to that. They're not. They get to vote on their own compensation packages. They get to vote on their own health care. Like, they're not going to get the same garbage health care that the rest of us get or that the military veterans suffer with over at Veterans Health Administration. They probably live for as long as they do because they've got great health care that most people in America don't have. The healthcare industry in America is a complete hot mess. I used to work in it, I should know. And everything about the healthcare system needs to be transformatively changed. And I don't see that happening in a positive way anytime in the near future, which is one of the reasons why I'm not in it anymore. However, we're all patients, whether we want to be or not at some point in our life. And so this issue affects all of us, whether you're a civilian or a military person or a military veteran or family member, this issue affects all of us. So the priorities of Congress, as Jon Stewart pointed out, really, he's right. It really is not on humanity and it is cruel. So it doesn't surprise me that military veterans continue to suffer and die from catastrophic terminal illnesses as our politicians continue to turn a blind eye. Doesn't surprise me at all. I think Jon Stewart described it as a callous disregard, you know, casual cruelty, I think is how he described it. And I would agree with him. I've been seeing this for years. I've been trying to lobby Congress for 10 solid years or more, but specifically on military related topics and issues. And I have been disregarded, ignored. Some things have changed for the better, not because of me, I'm sure, but because of a collective number of people that have aggressively, successfully lobbied. And Jon Stewart, to his credit, has been a part of that group of people for sure. But Veterans Health Administration had a serial killer on staff not too terribly long ago, okay? You know, Veterans Health Administration has no problem neglecting and engaging in malpractice of military veterans. Veterans Health Administration really doesn't care about military veterans and doesn't even seem to like them from what I've seen when I work there and as a patient there. You know, right now I've been lucky. I've been assigned a social worker case manager to my health case. Because I guess I've been lumped into a group of military veterans that are incessantly complaining about the bad service and the lack of healthcare access. And I'm going on 8 months now, and I may finally get one basic healthcare appointment this year. One. And when I say basic, I mean a primary care provider, entry level, basic appointment. Not a specialist, not a surgery, a basic healthcare appointment. I've been trying to do this now going on 8 months. Count them, 8 months. Imagine what someone with a terminal illness is going to experience if it takes 8 months for someone like me to get a basic healthcare appointment. People talk about, even well-intentioned people, becoming eligible for healthcare at the US Veterans Health Administration is the hardest thing. It's not. The hardest thing is if you become eligible, when you become eligible, getting any healthcare at all. That is the hardest part. People talk a lot in the government and the numbers, the media, about the billions of dollars being pumped into Veterans Health Administration specifically. Well, I've got news for you. Most of that money is being wasted. Fraud, waste, and abuse is rampant in Veterans Health Administration. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's also rampant in the healthcare system as a whole, but I don't know. I haven't studied it like I have Veterans Health Administration. You have people that are receiving generous salaries and benefits, largely in management, receiving bonus money as well that shouldn't be receiving that. You have a lot of fat, if you will, of people working at Veterans Health Administration who really aren't contributing anything of worth that should not be working there. You have people that are very abusive to the military veterans and who are engaging in illegal behavior that are working there. I can tell you right now that there has been false information placed in my medical record this year and also in the last year that they put in there to cover themselves. And that is actually not supposed to be happening. And you may be wondering, well, if you're making healthcare, why are they putting things in your medical record? Well, every time they have an interaction with you, even if they're admin staff, they'll make a note of that in your medical record. And so they've actually falsified stuff in my medical record in Veterans Health Administration. They do this constantly, it's rampant, to try to cover themselves and make it look like they're doing their job. These are kinds of trials and tribulations that military veterans each and every single day are going through and having to deal with. This is my experience, I only speak for myself, but I'm here to tell you, this organization, Veterans Health Administration, is a bad organization that does not like nor care about military veterans. And I don't know how to say this more clearly. That's the truth. After working there and having been and still being a patient there, that is the truth. Now, the social worker case manager that's been assigned to me, I like her a lot. She seems very honest. She's been very respectful. She's been very kind of me. Can't say that about 99% of the people at work there, but I can't say that about this one person. She's respected my wishes, and I think because of her, I'm probably going to finally get that basic healthcare appointment 8 months later. You also have to keep in mind Veterans Health Administration is an organization that's very self-serving. So they're very interested in doing what's going to benefit them, not what's going to benefit the military veteran or the person they're supposed to be serving, okay? They love to force, you know, healthcare that people don't want upon them. Like, for example, I was forced to do an echocardiogram in Louisiana to get an initial appointment over there. An echocardiogram. I have no heart problems. I have no history of heart problems. Yet I was forced to do this. This is an example of fraud, waste, and abuse, okay? Ordering unnecessary tests that the patient doesn't want nor need and has no medical history to even warrant. That costs the taxpayers money. That's a waste of money. These are the kinds of issues that need to be looked into by Congress, but they don't even care. They can't be bothered at all. You know, other issues would be lab tests. They love doing lab tests, unnecessary lab tests. Now, yes, periodic lab tests are necessary, but like they want to do lab tests on me monthly. And it's like, why do I need to do my lab tests? I don't want lab tests. I don't need that. I need, you know, this basic appointment, right? And so fighting with the Veterans Health Administration is number one, exhausting. Number two, they're self-serving. And number three, they're wasting all this money from the taxpayers on things that don't even need to be have money spent on them. And so they're more about, and I've said this in their videos, about giving healthcare that they want you to have to you, not the healthcare that you need to have or that you want to have. You know, it's super self-serving. It's about meeting performance metrics so they can get bonus money, so they can secure their positions in the organization. That's why they falsified my medical records, saying that they've communicated with me or done things or that I've said something or chosen something that I never said or never chose. Fortunately, you know, I can see my medical record, although I haven't looked at it lately because I just can't bear to look at it. And I can challenge any patient, American can, what's in their medical record, okay, under the HIPAA federal law. And then I can send it in to the VA to have it changed, modified. They have to agree to modify. If they don't agree to, then it goes up to their general counsel. Their office general counsel is totally useless. They'll defend it indefensible. They'll defend it illegal behavior. I know. I litigated with them in the Equal Opportunity Commission, EOC, over civil rights violations when I worked there. Okay. So my point is, even if John Stewart was successful in advocating lobbying for a piece of legislation that passed yesterday, people in the military community would still be waiting and dying for healthcare with their terminal illnesses with Veterans Health Administration, because Veterans Health Administration is a bad organization that does not care about military service members or their families. This I know to be true after working there and after being a patient there, and still am currently. The lack of regard, the callous disregard, the disrespect is common. It is common, and it is enabled by Congress. And I have several ways of how to change this. I covered it in my TikTok video. It's a couple minutes long. I'll try to link it here, wherever here is, wherever I distribute this video. Okay. But the civil service system definitely needs to go because it's not helping the American people. It's not helping military veterans. It's not helping anybody but the people that are in the receiving end of that, that are inside of that system. And sometimes, like, I worked in the civil service system at Veterans Health Administration. It wasn't even helping me as someone trying to do my job and not deal with illegal behavior or unsafe working conditions in my work environment. So this is a very bad system, and it needs to be removed.